What's up, everyone? It's Noah Daniels.
Hey, y'all. I'm JJ.
Hey, guys. It's Kat.
And on this episode, we have one of our favorite humans. It's Sarah Ackerman. Not only is she JJ and Kat's landlord, but she's been all of our friend for a while now. We've all performed with her. And she actually helped me kind of get my start in improv where I could like perform in a theater and stuff. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Sarah.
Oh, thank you for having me and for always responding to my, guys, I think my house is haunted texts.
And Sarah, we do love to find out where our guests fall on what we call the believe-o-meter. Zero, meaning you don't believe in ghosts, and 10, ghosts are absolutely real. Where do you kind of fall on that scale?
Eight.
Okay. So that's pretty high up on the scale.
Have you always been an eight high or a high believer?
Yeah. I used to go to a Girl Scout camp in northern Wisconsin. So like ever since I was a little kid, like there was always ghost stories that were told around the campfire about where the camp was located and like the stuff that had happened before the Girl Scout camp was created and the ghosts that they would see in like the certain areas of the camp. And so that always felt just very real because I was also very young and terrified.
Yes. Speaking of Girl Scouts, can we all agree that the only way to eat the chocolate mint cookies is by putting them in the freezer first?
Yeah.
No, definitely. They're good any temperature.
I will eat them either way, but they're very good in the freezer.
I'm never going to say no.
It's Girl Scout camp. Did you ever see any ghosts or have any like spooky encounters?
So when I was a camper there for a super long time and then became a camp counselor there in college. And so if I did have any spooky experiences as a kid, I have now completely written them off as like, it was just the counselors messing with us because that's what we would do.
Yep.
Okay. which was super fun and great and like very wholesome and not like terrifying, but enough to like go home and tell your parents like something spooky happened at camp, which was great. But there was always something. Like there was like a light that nobody could explain, or there was like noises outside. This was also when like Blair Witch came out. So anytime you would even hear a deer in the woods, you were convinced it was a thing. And it was like, no, it is an animal. It is fine. And it's like, no, like something's about to get us. So I can remember like at least a handful of sleepless nights in one particular like part of the camp, because one of my co-counselors was convinced that she saw like the Blair Witch sign outside of our tent, which granted could have been campers trying to mess with us instead. So it was a whole thing.
Do any of the stories that you were told still stick out to you? Like were any of them truly horrifying or were they mostly just like kind of,
they were wholesome.
Stories? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They were wholesome ghost stories. Like we had, there was a one figure called the White Lady that would haunt Oak Grove, I believe. And she would just like, from what I remember, she would just hang out. I got a friend request from her on Facebook a couple years ago, and I still don't know who's running the account, but I was like, sure, I'll be friends with the White Lady. Like she seemed cool.
Oh gosh.
So, but that did freak me out when I got the request. So I was like, what, who,
That's pretty creepy.
Yeah, but and it was just like one of those blurry photos that was the photo. And I was like, ghosts can't use computers. So this isn't real. At the same time, I'm terrified. So
well, before we get to your current house, you used to live in the home that Kat and JJ currently occupy.
Yes, that was the first house I bought when I was a youngster. And I loved it. And I lived there for like four years. And it was great. And I loved it.
And as you're well aware, it's been documented on our podcast, there is something that makes noises in our podcast and at least once made a whispery voice between Kat and JJ and they heard it out loud. Mm-hmm. During your tenure of living in that home, did you and your husband ever experience anything like that?
Well, he only lived there with me for about 3 months.
Okay.
And I would say he is on like the 0 to 3 side of believing. So I don't remember anything specific that happened. One thing that I couldn't figure out and no like HVAC tech could figure out is the old HVAC system would make what sounded like a little car noise every once in a while, like one of the cars that you would pull back and it would gain tension and then it would zoom forward. It would do that sporadically. And I could never, I just blamed it on the HVAC unit because it sounded like it was coming from that general area, but never got a read on what it was. So that could have been spooky, could have also easily been explained away. It depends on which way you want to look at it.
Well, it would make sense that you wouldn't have had any paranormal activity, at least from the same ghost, because we've been told that whatever it is attached to Kat.
So. Okay.
But if it's not and has been in this house the whole time, Spirit, if you are here and want to say hi to Sarah because she's on her computer, this is the time.
Yeah, feel free to make your presence known.
Does she have a name?
No, we try not to. I don't want to name them. Because okay. If you're here, you're here, and that's great. Go for it. We've had someone say that it's like my grandma or an old lady in a robe with cigarettes, curly hair or something. And then someone else said there's a guy ghost that like walks between all the apartments and just chills and lives here. But that's all.
Yeah.
Feels okay. like a Gwendolyn to me. But yeah.
Yeah.
Our listeners probably know more of the details than we do because we talk about it every single week.
We do want you to know that we are not smoking in your property. A ghost maybe is.
Or so an ex-roommate who would never listen to this.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Good to know, though. Good to know. Thank you.
And I actually have some more hauntings that we've been experiencing at our home, which could be nothing, but... So in our downstairs bathroom, when we bought this house, it was a flip, and I want to say the previous owner had maybe passed away in the home, but the bathroom, if you look towards the bottom, you can clearly see that somebody trapped a dog in that bathroom for a long period of time or like multiple periods of times that the dog did not want to be in there. It's clearly it was scratched really, really bad. And even you can see like bite marks on the bottom, and then they went back and just like painted over it.
Yo.
So the other night I was using the facilities. I was peeing and I heard, which if anybody owns a dog, or maybe cats do this too, but I know dogs do. I heard that thing that dogs will do where they do like a, you know, like that kind of deep breath in and then like the, I heard that in that bathroom, and I thought it was my dog on the outside because we have a Basset Beagle mix that's old, and you know, she makes Basset noises. And I opened the door, and she was two rooms over on the couch. So it was not our dog. So I don't know what that was, but it sounded like a dog.
And then cats don't typically do that.
Okay. I didn't think so, but you know, I didn't want to alienate anybody. And then the other kind of creepy thing that had been happening, but I turned the power off on it, so it can't do it anymore. We have this little remote control fire truck, and it's got a remote that when you push it down, you can make it go in a circle or you can make it go forward. That's the only two options. So it's our son's. And the remote is literally in the farthest back of the house. And he doesn't really like to use the remote part. He just plays with it as a truck. And so the truck was in our TV room, and it was sitting on a table. And like three nights in a row, it would just randomly remote control itself forward and stop. And my wife was like, well, maybe the remote is pinned against something in the other room and it just periodically hits because it's so far away. Nope, it was just sitting on a table, wasn't pinned against anything. And the last time it happened, I screamed, it scared me so bad. So then I looked and there was a power option and I turned it off. So since then, no more ghost pushing of the fire truck. But those are the two recent creepy things that we've experienced here.
Those are solid.
Spooky. Well, I really want to hear about your current house, Sarah, and when these spooky occurrences started happening.
So we moved in the summer of last year, in 2021, and we moved from a house in Southwest Atlanta to Smyrna, which is the oldest city, like old. It's like Smyrna's the first like vacation home for people who used to live in Atlanta or Marthasville. But it was like it was next to the river. People would like, this was a destination, even though it's only 15 minutes away nowadays. And in our old house, we had a ghost experience. There was a lot of creepy stuff in the old house. It was built in 1923. There was a skeleton in the crawl space. We're pretty sure it was a dog, but that felt really sad. So instead we're saying it was a coyote. Jeff found it. My husband found it when he was like crawling around one day because the crawl space was flooding. And he's like, I'm going to see where the water's coming in, and then found this thing. Mm. We left it, did not excavate. But Jeff really likes to go visit grave sites. And so, there's one day that he was walking around one of the many cemeteries that is around Southwest Atlanta. And he was trying to find one of the previous owners of the home. I believe his name was Paul Miller, and Jeff couldn't find Paul's grave. Just didn't happen. He was walking around, even used the little grave finder app or website, didn't find it. Came home, and in the middle of the night, we heard three knocks. It wasn't at the door because we had a Ring doorbell. The dogs did not wake up, but it did wake both of us up at the exact same time. We heard the exact same thing. And it never happened again. And so we are pretty sure that was just Paul coming to say, hey, to be like, hey, sorry, I missed you. I'm here now. Never heard anything again. There's a lot of other, like, just some of the stuff was squirrels that infested the attic at one point that could have been a thing. There was a woodpecker that was obsessed with a steel tube that went up through the ceiling. And so it would peck on the thing and the entire house would vibrate because it was attached to the entire house. But like, that was the true one spooky thing, was three knocks, middle of the night. We didn't sleep. Jeff went and got a baseball bat and slept with it. And I was just like, I don't know what's happening. You can't beat up a ghost with that. I was just like, this isn't. And like, our doorbell didn't activate at all. We like peeked out of the windows and nothing. So fast forward to moving up here, and we were like, oh, cool. Like, a house built in this century. Like, we're set. Yeah. This house was built in 2006, I guess. There were a couple times though that like Jeff wasn't home. I was home by myself, and I would hear footsteps upstairs. And at first I was like, oh, no big deal. But this was the first like two-story house I've been living in with like a roof. There's no reason for me to hear footsteps upstairs. And so I think that's the first incident where I was like, hey, Kat, I think my house is haunted. No, it's a short story. Like, literally, I heard footsteps. Could have been anything. And then there was another time where I like, heard more like banging noises, and like nothing has fallen down. There's been no evidence of noises being made. And lo and behold, like, I'm hearing them. There's been a time last week that I heard something that Jeff didn't. And we're still kind of confused as to what happened there, because I thought he had dropped something or something had fallen in his office because it's right above me. And he's like, no, I'm fine. What are you talking about? And I was like, I literally just heard something fall above my head. Nothing. But the thing that like pushed it over the edge for me in terms of like going from, okay, coincidence, maybe like something fell and it fell so gracefully that I didn't even notice, was last weekend. I was doing a very difficult puzzle. It took me like 5 days to get the puzzle done. And normally I'm like, if it takes more than two, it's back in the box. I quit. I do not have stamina for difficult puzzles. I was doing the puzzle in our front, like, formal dining room. And Jeff was sick as all get out with his booster shot. So he had not left the couch in probably 24 hours. Like, he even slept out there, typically, like, was not feeling great. And he's not a cologne guy. Like, he doesn't smell like anything. But I was sitting there like working on my little puzzle, and a very pleasant scent of men's cologne came into the room and just like wafted behind me. And I was like, oh, this is like what, it smelled really nice. It didn't smell like
Aquadesia.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't anything I remember. Cause like when I was in high school, it was like Aquadesia, Polo Sport, some Abercrombie crap. It wasn't any of those. It smelled like legitimately nice cologne. We have a candle that smells like teen boy on accident. It's called mahogany something, but like, you smell it and you're like, hello, freshman year in high school. That candle though was in the opposite side of the house. So it couldn't have, and it wasn't like lit or anything. So that couldn't have wafted through, but it was just a very strong scent of man that came through. And then like, it lingered for probably about like 2 or 3 minutes. And like, I was a little spooked, but at the same time, I was like, cool, if you are here, I'm just going to keep focusing on this very difficult puzzle. Hope you're cool. It was in the middle of the afternoon, and then got back and kept working on my puzzle, and nothing really happened since then. But it was the first time I'd ever like smelled a ghost. If that's
the first we've ever heard of someone smelling a ghost on this podcast.
My first thing was Googling, and I was like, can you smell ghosts? And they're like, yeah. Thank you.
We had one guest who, and I don't remember who, if you guys co-hosted it or if it was somebody else, but they claimed that their grandmother loved Chick-fil-A and their kitchen would just randomly reek of Chick-fil-A after she had passed away. But that's the only one that I remember. And I also thought you were going to tell us that you literally bought a candle called Teen Boy. And I was going to be like, where do they sell that candle?
Also, why?
It was so, it's called mahogany something. So like, I don't know what I was expecting, but you smell it and I don't know how else to describe it. It just smells like a Teen Boy. And it's like,
Kat, if JJ had a candle, what would it be called and what would it smell like?
The scent would be called, did I put on deodorant this morning?
Oh boy.
Question mark.
Maybe it'd be like garlic. Garlic.
Do I smell like
Is that good?
No, I can't smell. I have a real bad sense of smell.
Well, Sarah, did you have any relatives that smell reminded you of? Because we have heard that, you know, like I was saying, sometimes relatives may produce a scent, a familiar scent.
So I haven't lost a lot of men. I will say that my biological dad, who I'd never met, passed away over the pandemic. But so like if he were something, I was not aware of. Also, he used to live in Texas. So I don't know how far ghosts travel. No, so I don't think so.
So it didn't trigger any sense memories.
No, that was why it was so like it was not something that Jeff used to wear. Mm-hmm. Or that it was nothing that came from any, there was no sense memory. And I feel like I have a relatively strong sense memory.
Yeah.
Just like that candle gives me trauma a little bit. And
it's because, and I've probably said this before.
This is a great fact. Buckle up.
So all of your senses go through the thalamus in your brain, mm-hmm. which is like the switchboard, except your olfactory system does not have to go through the thalamus. Olfactory is your smelling. So when you smell something, it just goes straight to the brain. So all those smells that trigger old memories, it like is faster for you to be like core memory versus like hearing something or seeing something or tasting something. Those are all very strong too, but olfactory, it's quicker.
Interesting.
The neurons have like less brain to travel through or something?
I guess so.
I was gonna say, like, I wonder how we could like optimize that for people to remember things. Like, you know how people who are going through like dementia or Alzheimer's, like music is one of the last things to go. I wonder if you could train them to remember things through smell.
Yeah.
I tried to do this once where you told me something that I was supposed to remember and I like smelled some rosemary. I was like, next time I smell rosemary, I'm going to remember this thing, but I don't remember what it was
but maybe
that I was supposed to remember.
We got the rosemary out.
Yeah,
maybe you would remember.
I did change a diaper today and it was really bad. My kid had ate a lot of cheese today and it was one of the worst smelling diapers I've changed. And I immediately got a sense memory of a restroom at like a truck stop, you know, like those ones or whatever you call it, like the ones on the highway where it's just for people to pull over and go to the bathroom, like a rest stop or whatever. All of a sudden I was transported back to being like a 13-year-old on vacation in leaving Mississippi. It was so weird. I was like, oh, awful sense memory. I don't want that.
I've definitely heard. And I think we've had more stories sprinkled through our episodes about smell connections. Teresa talked about it. My grandma, my dad's mother, Betty, which is like kind of the beginning of my whole story from like the second episode about getting connected to my dad's like long lost cousins and like living in Eugene, Oregon, which was like my grandpa's name, Eugene, all this stuff. But Teresa guessed Betty. She was like, I keep associating you with someone. Well, no, anyways, I'm twisting that story. Her name's Betty. Anyway, she was a smoker her whole life. And as long as I can remember her, her house always smelled like smoke, cigarette smoke and her clothes and all this stuff. And I never knew what it was till I was older. But now it's like anytime I smell cigarettes, it's like super comforting. Like I really enjoy it, which I know is not great health wise, but.
Well, you don't smoke them though, you just like smell it and it brings back those memories.
Did I say I smoked them?
Well, no. You were saying it's really enjoy, like it's comforting,
oh, right.
But like
the candles you buy are cigarettes.
It's not unhealthy. Yeah. You're just smelling.
Right. But tobacco. But I'm that person. But if someone's like, do you mind if I smoke in your car or smoke near you? I'm like, oh, go for it, please. I'll remember my grandma. But I've never just like randomly smelled it in my house. But when I go like to my dad's house and go through some of her old things, or whenever we went to her old house when we were renovating it, it would just be like, boom. So, and I'm like, is she there? How does mm-hmm. that smell? Well, cigarette smoke lingers a lot. But
yeah.
Anyways, I've never smelled it just in the blue though. So if she is living here, her ghost, we haven't really smelled her.
Yeah.
She wants to follow the rules and regulations of the home, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah, what did Jeff say when you told him about that?
Oh, okay. That's it. No, just like when I told him, I was like, hey, did something fall? And he's just like, no, what? And then he like walked around just to look and he's like, no, no, no. And I was like, yeah. Okay. Well, I heard it.
That's how my wife treats me with that stuff. We once saw a door in our house fling itself open like violently. And we were sitting on the couch when we were both like, and she was like, maybe it's a ghost. And I was like, all right, now you're just patronizing. It could be a ghost.
Yeah. Or it could be like wind, like if you have some windows open and stuff slams and things
yeah.
like.
Yeah, some people are just very skeptical. One of them in the Zoom box over there smiling, JJ, is a skeptic. Well, so where do you think this goes for you? I mean, would you ever consider talking to like a medium, or have you ever done that? Do you think you're somebody who attracts ghosts because you are open to these experiences? I mean, how does all that work for you?
I hope I attract ghosts. Like, I want to be a friendly presence. We talked to someone about the last house to like come see if they would come in and like clear the space, but then we decided to move. And yeah. I'm so sorry to the people who bought our house. We left the ghosts. We did not clear it. But yeah, I would love that. I think I would get spooked, but like in the, I think for the most part, like ghosts are, I don't want to say harmless, but like they're not a like terrorizing presence. One other thing that I forgot that's happened in this house a fair amount of times, but like, again, nothing bad has happened, is I you know, when you hear stuff in your dreams, I have heard things in my dreams that have woken me up, which I've never had happen before. And so aside from just making some noises every once in a while and smelling nice, I feel like if it is just one ghost in this house, I'm assuming it is a man based on the smell. He's very friendly and like, just is a bit clumsy, is like the story I've made up. But I don't think anybody's like evil.
And as far as you know, nobody has like passed away in the home or anything like that.
No, the house was, it was built in 2006. Now, granted, we are a block and a half away from the railroad tracks, like the railroad tracks that go up to Chattanooga and down to like middle of Atlanta. This is a very old town, and this is the oldest neighborhood in Smyrna. So there was something here before 2006. I don't know what though. Just not this particular house.
My grandma Betty, who I was just talking about, is from, raised my dad and his brothers in Smyrna. Their house is close by.
It all comes back around.
Come on up. We can go see them and then see if you guys feel the spirits. I'm okay with it if some like a being is here. I think it would be comforting a little bit, because then you're never really alone.
I'm like, if you're not getting harmed and they're not playing pranks, like live here with us. That's great.
Yeah.
When we had someone tell us that there is a ghost in our home, I kind of felt like a little icky in terms of just like I want some privacy.
Like the voyeurism.
Yeah.
Like, where does this ghost follow me into the bathroom?
Honestly, like, the most times someone said, like, you know, I attribute the bathroom with this ghost. So I'm the same. If I go to the bathroom, I'm literally always thinking about like, okay, well, I guess the ghost is watching me go potty.
Yeah. Does that thought like bother you or?
So I understand ghosts are various sizes and shapes, but, we have like a little water closet in our primary bedroom or primary bathroom. So I feel like the ghost couldn't fit in the little water closet with me. but our bathroom, you could, or our shower area, you could throw a party in. And so I do feel a little creeped out that like the ghost could like hang out with me in the shower.
Yeah.
Or like even just look in, because it's glass from like the waist up.
Yeah. I hope if there are ghosts, I hope there's something about like the process of death that removes all the like kind of
pervy.
All the kinks.
Yeah. Just like like when you die, like all your perviness.
But see, I kind of want to keep that if I've got to roam the earth. I mean, that would have to be part of the enjoyment of being a ghost, right? I mean, what else are you going to do?
I guess like smell nice and give people encouragement that are working on hard puzzles. I don't know.
So when I take it Jeff does not believe in the ghosts in the Smyrna house, but when he did hear the knocking at y'all's old house, like what was his like, did he try to like rationalize out that like it was something other than like a spirit?
Yeah, because like we immediately checked the doorbell because we had a Ring camera. We also did it was a one-story house, so like kind of peeked out a couple of the curtains and stuff to see if we could see anything. The house, we were kind of isolated in that house. The lot to the right was a dilapidated shack that had kind of already fallen over, so we didn't really have neighbors to the right. All three neighbors behind us that bordered us were either in the process of flipping or were on the market to sell. And then the house to the left of ours was rented or maybe owned by the guy across the street. And it's where he kept his dogs. He bred cane corsos, and they had a beautiful facility in the back that had heat and AC and the whole thing, but that was his cane corso facility. So there wasn't even humans living over there. So there would have been no reason for a human to like approach our home. Like, we set our Ring doorbell to be like extra sensitive. Nothing got picked up. We couldn't even like triangulate which part of the house this came from. We thought like maybe a branch had fallen, but it was too consistent of a like triplicate for that to have made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still get goosebumps thinking about it because it woke us both up at like 3 a.m. And of course we didn't go back to bed. Because it was like,
and that correlated with the same night that he had tried to find the grave, right?
Yeah, it was. He went down during the day just to like find it, and he got home and he was like, "Yeah, I couldn't find Paul's grave. I don't know. I'll go back later." Ugh. And then heard knocking. So the easiest thing for me was just like, "Oh, is Paul coming to say, hey, he's fine?" Jeff, on the other hand, was like, "Nope, can't."
It is interesting that he enjoys, you know, going to graves and stuff, but does not believe in ghosts.
It's more history for the graves, especially in that house, because it was built in 23. We were planning if we would have stayed a whole 100th birthday party for the house, just because especially that area had seen such transformation multiple times.
Right.
So that's, yeah. I mean, he will, there's a couple of cemeteries near our house now, and he'll just go and check it out.
Well, before we get you out of here, were there any other ghost stories you wanted to share?
None that come top of mind. I'm definitely gonna reach out to my camp friends now though and be like, hey, could somebody remind me of the white lady and like what her actual story was? Because
well, what about your Instagram? Do you want people to follow you there?
Oh, sure. People can follow me on Instagram. It's a lot of puzzle updates when I'm working on one, and that's kind of about it lately. But it is still STILL Sarah Ackerman, because I did not change my last name when I got married, and I'm passive aggressive about it.
All right. Well, with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
I'm Kat.
Yeah. I'm Sarah. Ooh. 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 Ooh.